But let's make it even more fun. Somebody give me a topic. I want to play my little version of Whose Line Is It Anyway, except it's a little less funny and... Well. Well, that's a lot of suggestions really quick. Well, here's the game for me, at least. I'm... Whoever gives the suggestion that I choose, you just try not to get hard. And I'm going to say really dirty things about that topic and fetish of yours, and, well, I'm going to win at getting you hard. Now, some of you might think this weird thought where if you're already hard, that doesn't count, that's not fair, but, sorry, lovey, is it? It doesn't have to be fair. I make the rules, and, well, since that's the way you like it, that's the way it's gonna be. Alright, so, let's see, who's first? We've got food of fucking denial, collaring. We'll start with collaring. It's always that. First moment that's the best, you know? That moment when the lights are dimmed and the only real flashes to your vision is my body and my skin, so much of it showing. Just glowing in the candlelight as they flicker. Flicker and the light hits my thighs, nice and thin with a bit of muscle. The lights flicker and your eyes go up a little bit. Because naturally you're where you belong, on your knees. Gazing up, worshipfully. Devotion, explicit on your expression. You know this and yet you still feel so blank. So completely devoid of any thought other than admiration. Than sincere desire to please and be commanded. Despite being on your knees like the little slave you are, you still somehow feel the virtue and honor of the white knight serving his lady in days of old, where you can be powerful and masculine and still be so easily be brought to your knees by the right woman. And in that state of mind, as you stare up, you feel my gaze on you. You look up and past the edges of my nice big tits, past my pokey little nipples. You see me staring down at you. My gaze knowing, because I know what I do to you. My gaze understanding, because I understand you better than anyone else. My gaze exciting, because it's also very exciting right now. And also affectionate. As you see me bring my hands down. As one hand grasps your head, puts my fingers in your hair. Grasps them together, pulling a little as I push your head down. My other hand holding a nice leather strap. A strap that you've often felt against your ass, as I told you that you'd have to earn it. And you've wanted to earn it so very badly. More than anything, every time I slap that leather piece against your ass, you think of it. You think of my mercy, that the side with the metal O-ring is not the side that is striking you, leaving marks on you, leaving little spots of color that just scream that you're fucking mine. You breathe so deeply, so easily, as you feel me lift it. Just the gentle, cool touch of the front of it hitting the front of your throat. Your Adam's apple just quivers a little as it rises, as it falls, and it presses and fights and surrenders as my other hand comes forth and grasps the side to meet in the middle, to buckle it up. And all you can feel is peace, wonderful, sweet release. Release from the world, release from any pressures and powers, because in this moment, none of that is important. All that is important is that you are mine, is that you hear that snick as I click the lock shut. As your head lulls limply, you find that you are completely incapable of moving. Not until I say something to wake you up. Not until I give you a command, an order, a purpose. Something you can do to please me, anything to please me, because you need to. You need to so badly, don't you, baby? And that's perfect. You're perfect. My perfect little slave. Sit it away. I'll take it. All right, let's see. What else could I have fun with? What the hell is TITS? Titan is... no prizes. Your prize is the fun you're having, you little greedy bitch. Let's see. I don't think screams really fits my mood right now. You find a whore who stole your lemons and locked them in your basement. I could work with that. All right, give me a minute. Need to drink some water so that my voice doesn't get completely fucked. Let me just ponder that one. Lemon stealing horse. Oh, okay. Wait. Let me read the prompt one more time. Make sure I got it done properly. All right. I got this. Well, what do we have here? It took me a little while, but I finally have you. I finally caught you, and much as you try to struggle, you're not going to get away. Do you know how fucking hard I work on my garden? How many hours I spend toiling to make it perfect? How much money I put in to all of the right things to fertilize? And yet, when it comes harvest time, much to my surprise, what do I find but my lemons are gone. I was very, very angry, you know. I didn't mind to use a lemon and milk on. So I set a little trap because I wanted to see what little shithead was jacking my shit. And, oh my, I was not expecting what I found. You are, much prettier than I would have thought a lemon-stealing whore would be. In fact, I think I'll keep you for a little bit. I mean, what are you gonna do? Go tell the authorities? I could get you in just as much trouble for trespassing and stealing, and you wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want trouble, now would you? No. I think you'll find it's much easier to just take the punishment that you deserve. Take the punishment, and then you won't even have to feel guilty about stealing my lemons anymore. It'll be cathartic. It'll be nice. And, well, it's not really like you have a choice. I have you all bound up. It's funny how little old-fashioned traps can work so well. A simple loop noose, and, you are just hanging from a tree. Ironically, one of the same trees you were stealing from. And, well, it's so easy to grab hands and just bind them up when they're dangling helplessly upside down. So easy to lower you down and capture your legs and all of you. And, well, now I have you. And thinking on it, there really is something I want to do to you, you little lemon-stealing slut. I want to see if I can make you tingle. I don't get such dirty thoughts in your mind. I don't mean with my mouth or my hands or anything. I mean with a lemon. I mean, I suppose I could Google the answer to this question, but really, where's the fun in that when I have such a unwilling volunteer to experiment on? We can just cut open a lemon and see what effects its juices would have on sensitive parts. Let's see how it feels on your lips. Here. Just rubbing against. Stick your tongue out. Come on. My hand is in a very sensitive place and you do not want to disappoint me, so stick your fucking tongue out. There you go. Good boy. Bit sour, huh? Yeah. A bit tart. A bit much. Be a good boy, I'll put it in your fucking eyes. Let's move it lower along your skin. Does the acidic citrus make you tingle? Can you feel it, or is it just a sticky mess tracing its way across you? A little bit lower. The problem is you have two nipples, but I only have one lemon, but oh, yeah, I cut it in half, so we can do this perfectly. It's so cute how you struggle against the ropes. Sweetheart, I'll tell you a secret. I'm really good at tying boys up, so you don't have a chance in hell of getting out. Not until I let you. So you may as well just relax, because there's really nothing you can do. As you feel me running them down your skin, it's interesting. You can't even look. You can't even see what I'm doing. Your eyes seem to be completely focused on mine. I don't need to look either. I'd rather look at your face and your expression as those tart little fruits hit your nipples. That gasp. And so sweet. Does that tingle? Does that give your senses a sharp little sensation? How about when I drop those lemons and use my fingers? Tweak your little nipples. They're already so hard for me. They're already so perky. Don't worry, my little lemon whore. Mine are perky too. Of course, for, well, probably slightly different reasons. Because mine are perky, because I'm having fun. And I'm not done yet. Now, the question is, are you going to be a good boy? Or am I going to have to squeeze one of these lemons on my hands and jerk you up? I feel like the answer should be really simple for you. You seem like a bright boy. You seem like someone who would be able to figure out that there's really only one safe place to go in this scenario. But I'll let you consider it. You know, take your time to... You want to be a good boy? It's a very simple question. Do you have an answer for me? Somehow I thought you would see it that way. Now, good boys do what they're told. And what I'm telling you to do, since you're tied so nicely to that tree, your hands separated and bound against it. Yet I notice your palms out and those fingers are at just the right position, so that when I come closer, when I come to whisper in your ear, your hand is in just the right place to move those fingers. I bet a dirty little lemon slut like you knows exactly what to do with those fingers. Now, don't you? That's right. Oh, see? You're a good boy. You can read my mind. That feels good. Or is it not so much that you read my mind as I read yours? Because you seem awfully good at this. Tied to a lemon tree and yet. I see what's going down there for you as your fingers. Play with my clad. As you touch me, oh, so nicely, like the good boy we both know you are. That's it. And I don't give a fuck if your wrist and hand gets tired. I know it's an awkward position you're in right now, but I don't fucking care. I've told you what happens if you're not a good boy, so those fingers better keep pleasing me properly. But it's not like it's a hard task. It's not like a hard task. I'm really soft down there, aren't I? And I'm starting to get really wet. So very sticky against your fingers. Oh, that's it. Now move your fingers down a bit. Down the clit, down my labia. Down to meet in the middle right at my hole. It's really warm, isn't it? Brings to mind an inferno that you can just dip into. A place of all the danger of liquid metal and yet all the intensity as well. Just dip inside me. Shove your fingers nice and deep. Just that feeling of you rubbing against my inner walls, against my entrance. Thrusting in and out. It feels so fucking good. I can't wait until another part of you is filling me this way, just as hot as I am. Just as throbbing and needy. But right now, what I want you to do is curl your fingers. Curl them into just the right spot and find my. You don't need much encouragement, do you, boy? My little lemon boy. You know what I think. Do to you, do with you. Oh, I'm gonna make you work off every fucking lemon. And I'm going to treat you as the gardener's equivalent of a cabana boy, a pool boy. Except you'll be my lemon boy. All that hard work and sweat. Well, it's gonna be you sweating now. Funny thing though, I really like, man, I sweat from hard work. Just the smell of it, the look of it, the muscles it creates. I have the feeling we'll have a lot more sessions like this one. No, be a good boy and touch me until I come and you feel my cunt clenching against your fingers nice and tight as I squeeze you. That's a good little lemon boy. You little lemon-stealing slut. It was fun, you know? Okay. Alright, so there was like a file, a hypno file I wanted to make or something, right? So I guess I'll, let's see where that one goes. Let me, pause this thing, whatever, I don't know. That's the record button, okay. Alright. Yeah. When I lived in Australia, it was neat because I went there when I was 18, so, I was on a tourist visa, and I could drink, because the legal drinking age in Australia is 18. It was so weird when I came back to the States, because I wasn't 21 yet, and I remember this moment very vividly. I went to a liquor store, I put a couple things in the cart, and I wheel it up to the cash register, and I hand them my ID. I do, and the drinks, and they just look at me. They're just like, it's like the guy was speechless because I had handed him an ID that said I wasn't 21, because I'd been living in Australia so long, I didn't, like, think about it, you know. In America, the drinking age is 21, so it just, it was a special moment. You guys ready for this? It's gonna be fun. I've like partial script written, and then two things could happen. I could do spectacular and it'll be awesome. Or I could crash and burn and at least it's funny and I'll see what I can salvage of the script in the morning. Who fucking cares? I'm funny that way and I have a suspicion, so will you, so. You should probably take this moment to throw on some binaurals, maybe. Throw on some spirals. Whatever you normally do to make yourself comfortable before listening to one of my files, you should see about doing that right now. I'll give you a minute. Just loosen your clothing, turn off the light. Get rid of any distractions and take that phone and turn off any noises. Make sure nothing is going to snap you out of my spell because that would be so very rude. You don't want to be rude, do you? You want to be a good boy, so be a good boy and make sure nothing's going to get in the way. Because I wouldn't like that. There can't be tags for a file that isn't like done, but I suppose I guess we could put the tag female for male, hypnosis. Femdom, yeah, it's gonna be femdom. Probably some teasing at some point, probably some psychological mindfuckery, probably some drunk stumbling of words, we'll see where it goes from there. I will not be doing anything too crazy with it. There won't be any gender transformation, there won't be any fooda. I know some of you are sad, but I'll keep it within what I consider fairly normal guidelines. But that could be a complete lie, because I never know what the fuck I'm going to do. So we'll just see where it goes. I mean, come on. When I talk, I can make anything sexual. Or at least I can make you feel sexual when I say anything. I think that's the main theme behind this file I'm about to tell you. Story I'm about to tell you. No, none of that fits. Ah, fuck it. All right. Just relax, okay? Just take a moment and settle. Shift your body about a little bit, because sometimes shifting first is the best way to properly relax. One second. Because you're dreaming of me tonight, till tomorrow I'll be holding you tight. And there's nowhere in the world you'd rather be than bound by my voice, dreaming about you and me. Having a good night, slut. Did you have a good day? Was it long? Stressful. Baby, don't worry. You're with me now. You don't have to worry about any of that anymore. You can just relax. Relax and listen. Relax and let my voice take over. Run over you, right over you. Just let your eyes feel heavy. Let your head feel heavy. Start to feel your mind feel heavy. Trust me, I just want to have some fun. But first I have to get you in the right mindset. I'm already in my top space, so we just need you to go into a nice, relaxing subspace where I take all control. And you can just relax. And that's what you want, isn't it? To just relax. To just let go. It's easy. It's classic. Just start with one nice deep breath. In. And out. Good boy. In. And out. And doesn't it just feel good? To feel the tension draining from you as you breathe in. And out. To feel bits of you you hadn't even noticed were tense. Just intensing and winding. Your shoulders sinking, falling back as you breathe in. And out. Just letting go of all outside distractions. all outside influences, because right now my voice caressing your ears should be your only influence. Your only thoughts should be of how nice and soothing it is to just relax under my guidance. To breathe nice and deep. To focus. Focus on nothing else. Because you like my voice. Like it when it is growly and deep and slightly sleepy. Because humans are such suggestible creatures, and when my voice sounds sleepy, it makes a part of you sleepy as well. Just like a yawn is contagious. So is the sleepy tone of voice, and it's just so easy to find your eyelids growing heavier as you listen. Your head balancing on your neck, feeling the need to just lean, lean, lean. It makes perfect sense, and it feels so comfortable to just let your eyelids flutter. Rising, falling with your chest, blinking. And I am going to count down, and as I do, I want you to feel your mind counting down with me. With each number, feeling your mind go down, blanking a bit. More and more with every number. It's fun and just a simple visual exercise. So do it with me, okay? And breathe in and out with each number. 10. Just a little bit at first. Feel your awareness sinking. 9. A bit more, just a bit, but noticeable. You are making the conscious decision to let go. And just follow along, and that is wonderful. 8. Having that sense of descending fill you. The same feeling you get with an elevator just sinking straight down, down, down. 7. Not so much falling, it's gently sinking. Feeling peaceful as you float down. 6. Each number, feeling your body relax more and more and more. 5. And as your body relaxes, so too does your mind. 4. Sinking down deeper, deeper. 3. Deeper. 2. Until it is just so easy and feels so right to sink into a suggestible state of mind where you are just so receptive, so relaxed. Such a good boy. 1. My sweet boy. Drop. Completely and fully, your mind blank and awaiting further instruction. As if you'd passed through a portal, a doorway. Feeling very clearly that sense of transition between one mental state and the next. In the dark of the night, it's so easy to let the peace of it enter you. to hear little crickets, all the nighttime sounds, surrounding and encompassing, and fading into just a pleasant background for my voice. The silence that comes with night, the quieting. Feel it quieting your mind. So that every nighttime sound just adds to your deepening, meditatively quiet state of mind. Each little cricket weighing your mind deeper. Each passing car, each gust of wind as it rolls against your foundations, only serving to comfort your mind with reassuring normality and safety, and allowing your mind to just sink deeper. Deeper into trusting that you are safe. Safe with me. And so very open to the idea of having a bit of fun. As your eyes are just so heavy, and my love, so are mine. They flutter, flutter. Come join me in darkness as I speak to you with my eyes closed. Yours as well. A dark connection linking and intimately bringing us to familiarity. In this darkness, I cannot help but come to know you, as my mind must rely on senses other than sight. I must rely on touch, and that non-physical, non-provable, and yet still so real feeling and presence of another's heat and warmth that seems to radiate into you. And your eyes, they flutter. Heavy, drooping, and already shut, sealed shut, mind silent. Your thoughts wait in abatement to hear my words and fall down deeper under the spell of my voice. As it helps even to not always concentrate on my words, but rather the syllables, the lovely, strikingly pleasant, so irresistibly hypnotic and entrancing syllables. Let this be the only thing your conscious mind takes note of, following along and not even paying attention to the words, so much as you pay attention to the cadence, the flow. The seduction that doesn't need words, only tone in mind, takes you down. Deeper. Deeper into my world for you, my place for you, under my control. Let only your subconscious truly follow along with the words I say. Just to listen in and so easily obey them, because you know that is what is best. I know what is best. And the words that come out of my mouth are so very interesting to you and your conscious mind on an individual level. And they wouldn't even have to make sense. My mouth makes love to him, and your mind can't help but be entranced. Your conscious mind needs no sense. It doesn't need to make sense or feel sense. You are just a puppet, entranced and not even conscious of your strings. You hang there, limp, docilely accepting all the that you were made to do. Because you can do nothing else. You're strung up, bound up, and you hang there, limp. Mine. Well, my voice speaks to the upper layers of your brain. Just listening to the fluidity of my words, the sweet pattern. While anything else underneath, any context, is discarded by any part of you that thinks so that it can sink down, deep down, to pervade the lower layers of your mind. My words can anchor themselves there to give you pleasure even when you don't know of its origin. Don't know where it's come from. Not on a conscious level, anyway. It's added stimuli with no explanation, and none is really needed. Because all it is pleasure, and it feels good. So that I can do anything. My words can anchor themselves there, down deep in your subconscious, to give you pleasure, even where you don't know of its origin. So that while you are up here with me, oblivious and simply entranced by the beauty and the aesthetically pleasing song that comes from my lips, I can be deep down in your subconscious as well, without you even realizing it. And down here I can make suggestions that bypass any rational thinking, any actual thinking, suggestions that go into the back of your mind and into your brain. Go into your patterns of thought until my suggestions become a command from your brain to your body. Until my suggestions can send pleasure running through your body. Pleasure that will run through your body anytime you hear the trigger that I link it to. And meanwhile, your conscious mind is still so happily and blissfully just paying attention to the sounds. Just pay attention to the sounds. They sound nice, don't they? They caress you and cover you, and you can just picture my syllables as bits and pieces of a blanket coming down on you, covering you, warming you, keeping you safe, keeping you oblivious to everything else, because it's so nice to be in this mental state. This place where my voice can reach further, further, deeper, down, where I can type pleasure. Pleasure to run through you. Pleasure like an injection of dopamine to the brain that will wash in a cool energy over your body. A cool tingle that spreads like an electric surge across your skin. That tingles and tickles but feels so good. I can do this. I can access the little bits of your brain that are just like those are drug triggers. Because the mind is powerful and yours so much so. Your mind is so powerful, it's so easy to break it into two, break it into the conscious which follows. How lovely it is to have my voice surrounding you. Not needing to worry or concentrate on the words, on the contacts. So happily just feeling drawn away following every syllable. As it caresses you, as it's like a bright new colorful light, and your mind just has to chase it. Like your mind, like your eyes would chase it. Making it so easy for me to slip deeper, deeper, deeper. Good boy. You're doing so well. Did you feel pleasure when I called you a good boy? Because when I'm speaking directly to your subconscious as I am right now, you will find that you feel the emotions and the pleasures that my words cause you so much more than even normally. So much more because they hit your levels of consciousness one by one, all at once, with an echoing twang that reverberates all through you. Like an echo chamber of pleasure. When I say, good boy. Feels good, doesn't it? And it's really easy too, isn't it? You might only feel a tiny tingle at first, but that's just enough for you to question, just enough for you to accept the possibility, just enough for your subconscious to shrug and see where it goes. So just relax back even more. Focus on my lovely voice even more. Don't focus on the words I'm saying. Only focus on how nice it feels to just drift and let my voice guide you. I could be speaking gibberish and yet it would still feel so lovely to you. So calming. Still take you deeper. Still bring you further under my spell. Good boy. You're doing perfect. Drifting nicely. Drifting deeply. So good. So good as new words slip in. Slut. So good as I bypass any protections to enter my thoughts into your mind as if they were your thoughts. So that when you wake, these thoughts will still be in your mind, slut. My slave. So even if you only feel like this was so very vanilla, so very tame, you can be left with that impression and yet back, deep in your mind, will reside my words, slut. Will reside what I think of you, slut, and therefore it will reside what you think of yourself, slut. Not that it's a bad thing, it's a good thing, but it's also a very true thing. You are my slut, my good little slut, my perfect little slut. Nothing but a slut. Always my slut. My sweet little slut. My perfect little slut. You are a slut. And it's so easy for you to be controlled by how much of a slut you are. So easy to be led on, so easy to be led along. As if a leash linked my voice to your balls and I could pull and I could jerk. Except it's not pain or pressure you feel. It's pleasure. Pleasure every time you hear my voice, every time you hear me say a word. Pleasure as you find it so easy to focus, not on what I say, but how I say it. Pleasure. The more I talk, pleasure the deeper you go. Deep, wonderful pleasure. Deep, wonderful pleasure is you are a slut for pleasure. And since the tone and the cadence of my voice is what you're focusing on, is what's affecting you on your uppermost levels, so then it must become more arousing the dirtier I talk. The deeper my voice goes, the dirtier my voice goes. The more excited I get, the more excited you get. And you don't even have to think about it. It's simply the way I'm saying things. The way I'm saying things is getting you more and more excited. The way I say them is really all that matters, because the way I say them is all you can concentrate on, all you can focus on. When I moan, it makes you want to moan. When I get excited, it gets you excited. It's so easy to not concentrate on context. It's so easy to mostly just concentrate on my tone and let your emotions and let your body's reactions function with that tone. Let them match whatever I portray, making it so easy to be my slut, making it so easy to get aroused. The more sexual I make my voice, the easier it is for you to get harder and harder and feel more sexual pleasure just flooding through you until you become mindless with it. Only focusing on one thing. Not on the words, because they don't matter. Not on the context, because it doesn't matter. Only my tone matters. Only when I make you feel matters. As you feel arousal building, as my arousal builds in my words. As I could talk about literally anything, and your cock would respond so long as I said it just like this. Because you are a slut. Nothing but a slut. And so your body reacts like that of a slut. And you feel pleasure, deep, wonderful, warming pleasure, rushing through you, tingling over you, bolting over you. Growing stronger and stronger the more excited my voice gets. The more aroused I sound, the more aroused you become. And you can't help it, you dirty little slut. Your cock can't help it. It's on a subconscious level, but it's reaching right up. Right up into every single part of your mind, until even consciously all you can think about is arousal. All you can think about is my lips. All you can think about is the pleasure I can cause you. The pleasure that builds and grows stronger and runs through you again and again and washes over you. A new wave with every syllable that comes out of my mouth. A new wave with every syllable that comes out of my mouth. As you sink into it. As you go deeper into it. As you focus not on what I say, but how I say it. And it just feels so good. So good, as you can feel it building, my excitement building, your sexual excitement building. As you feel triggers that are locked inside of you, unlocking themselves. As parts of you clench in that knowledge, clench in that pleasure, clench in what a slut you are, what a slut you are for pleasure. Until it's not what I'm saying, but how I say it that makes sense, that matters, that is the reason you are feeling this pleasure that you can't always explain, and yet your subconscious brings it up, and your conscious mind doesn't even need to know where it come from. Just needs to feel it washing coolly, gently, rushing over your skin. Rushing as you drip and you drop and your mind floats. And you go deeper into the pleasure, deeper into my excitement, deeper and deeper and deeper, and loving it, feeling it so good. Feeling as the arousal builds and builds until you think you might just pop. Pop from the pleasure, explode from the orgasm. A sweet, a sexual pleasure washes over you again and again and again and again. Good boy, sweet slut, you are a slut. And there's nothing you can do but let that pleasure overpower you. Let my voice overpower your mind. I'm becoming more excited. Coming closer and closer. Closer and closer as everything I say just bypasses all conscious thought. As all. Your conscious thought is all on the how, not on the what. And so any orders or triggers can just sink deeper into you as that pleasure rushes over you again and again. Feel pleasure. Feel sexual pleasure. With each and every snap, with each and every trigger word you hear me say, my voice is irresistible and you're already caught up in it. Feeling your arousal built. Stronger. Oh, stronger. Clenching. Clench for me. Stronger. Stronger. Building. 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 Ah. Ah. Come. Come for me. Come and feel that on both levels. Feel that on every level of your mind, every level of your body, every level of your body, every level of your awareness. Feel pleasure, deep pleasure, striking into you again and again and again and again. Ah, 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 ah. Good boy. My sweet boy. Just relax. Just feel relief and release in knowing that you are a good boy. Dripping, dropping, completely mine. And what a dirty little slut you are. But we can't keep you here forever. More's the pity. So it's time for you to wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Feel your body having full capabilities to move. Wake up. Your mind capable of rational, if slightly exhausted, thought. Wake up. Feeling so good. As you feel the urge and give in to the urge to just stretch. Really good, really nice. wasn't that nice? Wasn't that fun? Aren't you just so glad you came to join me tonight? I'm glad you came to join me, because I had lots of fun. Loads of fun. Now, if you'll excuse me, I currently have some bottle babies, and I probably need to go feed them now. So, have a good night, my lovies. I hope you enjoyed the ride.